Welcome to Happy in 15. Today's topic is really something that is the reason why we have founded Happy Signals. So what challenges does human-centric IT solve? So maybe you, Sami, want to tell a little bit on the stories that we had. And I guess it starts from these two things, depending on if we are talking about service management or project delivery. But I guess the service management, the watermelon, is the one where we started everything. So
yeah, I think the feeling that we had, that is already almost 6 years ago,
yeah,
when we are founding this company, that there really is a mismatch on what we think in IT and what the real kind of end users of IT are really feeling about. And we figured out with some of the kind of a customer interviews that there is a mismatch, that people are feeling that they are doing things according the ways of working and they are delivering something. But the value thing was not really, that was a pressure on the CIO's mind,
yeah,
that I cannot show real pressure because I don't understand the end users. And I think this slide here presents that from the two perspectives. So traditionally IT has been so focused on measuring how we work,
yeah,
and what is the output, what we create.
Yeah.
And that is valuable, but it's not a guarantee that creates any real value for the users and business.
Yeah, and I guess also after the kind of when we started with the watermelon, we have found that the same issue is also with project deliveries, and I think exactly, also yeah, with digital transformation, kind of all those projects related to it. So on the project side, it's more about people are not just focusing on some SLA type of thing, but they're actually focusing on the budget and schedule, because so those are the measurement. It's the output measurement for project when it actually should be measuring something totally different.
Yeah, and I think even the biggest mistake, maybe a mistake, it's good to measure uptimes as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But the kind of the looking at the green lights of uptime, thinking yeah, that is creating value, is not really the truth. You really have to focus on what is the application, how the application is helping people, how people are satisfied with that, is it making them efficient and so on. So all these kind of traditional measures that we have had in IT are based on exactly the things we can manage,
yeah,
and what we can change. And from that perspective, that is good to understand that. But really understanding what we are changing and how we are helping people is a thing where we are helping enterprises.
Yeah. So it's not just about the challenges, but these actually lead into certain symptoms. And you know, if you're only focusing on this output stuff, it leads to this very bad symptoms that I think, at least when I was working in an IT organization in a large company, I can recognize many of them. Maybe if you want to go through, like, what are the main things?
Yeah, I can. I think for me, the bad reputation of IT is really the worst. Partly, it is not as bad as we now know when we have been measuring this. It's not as bad as we in IT might feel. And if you talk to people like having a beers in a somewhere and then start to talk about IT, that discussion is quite negative very often.
Yeah.
But when you measure really the whole experience of IT, it's not that bad. And for me, it has been really surprising now to learn that the best experience is coming for support services.
True.
Which, if I would have asked that question for many CIOs, I think many of them would have kind of expected that the bad reputation is coming from exactly there, because that is so negative kind of approach. But what we have learned now is it's human to human touch,
yeah,
is helping in that area a lot.
Yeah. And I guess also one of the bad symptoms is the focus. So let's say that you have not just your internal IT, but you have multiple vendors. Maybe you have different locations, you know, you have different vendor in a different global location. Then how do you align all yeah, your kind of things if everybody is just focusing on the output side?
True, and that the reality is also that I think it is the location, it is the different solution. It is always that when you as IT are discussing with your different business units, they all have a bit different needs.
Yeah.
And then if your focus and your priorities are based on which of the business customers of yours is shouting the most,
yeah,
that is giving you the priorities. Of course, not the way to how we want to work and how we want to help our customers to work.
Yeah.
But to go back to those directors, you need to get the data from their perspective. So not only kind of one individual or not the whole company, but be able to look at, let's say, from the sales perspective.
Yeah.
And then see, okay, this is how we are working. this is the support services working, these are the most critical applications, this is how we are able to support them in remote working, and so on. And then you start to have a relationship with the business.
Yeah.
And then you do common decisions, and that's very, very key.
Yeah. I would then maybe actually come to this one, that maybe why Happy Signals exist, why we did it, and kind of because of these challenges, we see that employee experience really should be the outcome of IT. Just here, like you started to explain, that the end users are actually experiencing all these different things, and IT as a whole needs to understand, be able to quantify the happiness, the productivity in the different services to be able to create outcomes that matter.
Yeah. And it's this is all about leadership.
Yeah.
In a way that when you have that data with your partners, with your own teams, with the business, you start to form a kind of a common opinion, and this is the way we should be working, this is the way how we should be moving, these are the areas where we should be better at.
Yeah.
And in fact, it is so much more motivating. So what we have seen in the beginning, you must remember, we had a slide about very, very depressed CIO in our first sales slides.
Yeah, yeah.
And still I feel that was an excellent kind of a slide for us, because it really showed how people in IT very often feel, because they knew that they are not delivering the best they can, but they had to meet traditional SLAs, which sometimes were in conflict with the real value.
Yeah, and I think now we had this good customer case from Wilhelmsen about the chat SLAs, of how they created the SLAs for their outsourced partner on chats, that you need to answer them in certain moments. So then they had multiple chats open, and they realized that creates a very bad experience. So actually they realized and they changed it together with the vendor. Okay, let's take away those. Let's make sure that you only answer one at a time. And actually the outcome of the chat is more important than how quickly did you take it in. Because then when people, they are kind of used to queuing, but queuing, you don't expect that you have to wait like minutes before you get the next answer and the next answer. So.
And then
very good. All right. But hey, I guess that sums up the challenges of the human-centric IT, why it really is important. And hey, if you enjoyed this episode of Happy in 15, this will be a weekly reoccurring thing. So make sure you check out our social media, you go to our channels, and then you can register for the next one. And as we say in Happy Signals, stay healthy, stay safe, but stay happy.